If green is your favourite colour or your way of living, then Grounded is the place for you. From big environmental solutions to your own backyard, wherever in the universe you may be, join me, Melanie Walker, on a journey to a cleaner, greener life. Grounded, your window on the environment. And a very warm welcome on a fairly rainy time of year, which is a fantastic thing. I think all gardeners are rejoicing about the fact that rain finally hit the Highveld, dampening down the dust, making sure that our plants are going to be looking spectacular. When we talk about gardening, we think about plants, obviously. We think about how we're going to get more plants. And after the lockdown with people being in their gardens, I think there's been a lot more of an interest in it. And of course, growing your own food, which has become a major thing for many people. Food security is, I would say, key these days. So to come and tell us about what they've got going with their veggie pods, I have Michaela Rowley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now tell me, what is veggie pod? What is it all about?
So very simply put, a veggie pod is a raised container garden. It was designed by two brothers in Australia who were tired of putting all this time, energy, money into growing their own food and failing at it miserably. So they put together this design that really takes the hassle out of growing your own food.
Why were they having failures when they were actually growing food in the ground? I mean, surely, you know, that's where most plants grow.
When we actually go to our garden shows, we love to ask people, what are your problems that you have with growing your own food? What issues do you come across? Mm-hmm. And we always get the same answers. It's always, my veg gets eaten by rodents, or vervet monkeys in Durban destroy all my veg, or we live in a drought condition and we don't have enough water supply, or we have extreme heat, or we live in a frost area, or simple things like, I just live in an apartment. So this veggie pod was really designed to take all these issues and to do something about it and to make gardening easy for everybody to grow your own food.
I think that's one of the problems that most people have if they're not used to gardening, they haven't done it before, is firstly, they expect everything to be there immediately.
Yes.
You plant something, why is it not bigger tomorrow? Okay,
yes.
That's the number one thing. But yes, you're quite right. I mean, growing in the ground, you have to prepare the soil, you have to do a whole bunch of mulching and this, that and the other, which is obviously stuff that you would still need to do in a veggie pod with your fertilizing. I would imagine that your watering and fertilizing, though, would be the most key things when you're using any kind of container.
Yes, so container gardening, in essence, is that you can really take your soil quality and care for it really closely. And again, with the water, this veggie pod is so great. There's a water reservoir at the bottom, so you can go weeks without watering it. You can go on that holiday, come back, and your veg is doing absolutely beautiful. They suck that water up when they need it, really water-wise and great conditions.
What is the whole setup of this? I mean, what does it actually look like?
So I actually encourage your listeners to go on and look, because, I mean, you can talk about this going on and on and on, but to actually see what it looks like is really, really phenomenal. You assemble it yourself, so it comes in a flat pack box. When you assemble it, you see there's a clear water reservoir at the bottom. You have a separator that separates your water and your soil so that you can contain all that water. And once you planted it with your soil, you put a canopy on top of it, and that keeps out all your birds, your bugs, harsh weather elements like hail and strong winds, and of course creates that little microclimate inside that really gets that veg growing.
And are they all in different sizes as well?
Yes, so you can, depending on what your budget is and also what your living conditions are, you can do a small up to a large. So from apartment living to big garden spaces, you choose what's right for you.
I think that's one of the things as well. We've all got much less space than we used to have, like back when, you know, Granny was still around and pottering around in the garden. So getting everybody growing, I think, is the best option these days. So now you're actually going to be running a competition along with one of my favorite friends, Jane, from Jane's Delicious Gardens. So what is that all about? How did that come about and how did you meet up with Jane?
So we've obviously known about Jane for years because she's so great in the gardening industry. And we actually approached her with Veggie Pod and she loved the product. She was very keen to do a giveaway with us. So we've teamed up with her. We are doing a really lovely spring giveaway, which includes a medium veggie pod and stand and Jane's Delicious Garden hardcover edition. And then we also have lots of goodies from Talborn Organics, Gardena, and 6 Degrees East. So yeah, if you could just head over to our social media pages, we'll be launching it there and you can follow the details there and enter.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about some of the other sponsors as well. I mean, I know that I've had Dai from 6 Degrees East on before. She does all of those wonderful bee products, as well as all those fancy little gorgeous things she's come up with that you put on the 2-liter cool drink bottle.
Yes, yeah, you can convert anything into watering,
and bird feeders and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's
she's
lovely
really
stuff.
Really creative, yeah.
And now when it comes to gardening, as I said, it's all about the plants. Do you have somebody who's partnering up with that?
No, we don't have a plant partner. It becomes a bit difficult to transport that stuff with for the winter.
But do you give like the people all the information that they need on how to set up the veggie pod?
Yes.
What grows best in the veggie pod?
Yes, so we've got our frequently asked questions on our website, which covers issues such as how much sunlight should my veggie pod be in, how much should I be watering it, because now we have the water reservoir, what's great to grow in it. We do have a whole foot of soil, so you can grow all your root vegetables, but leafy greens grow in there like crazy. Mm. So we always tell people it's hard to wait for your radishes and your potatoes and everything that's coming, but your leafy greens and herbs and stuff just grow like crazy. So we try and encourage people to grow that stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I just know that I'm not going to grow potatoes again ever. It's one of those things. I was so careful with looking after them and making, although sweet potatoes, you put one in the ground and the next thing you have like an incredible
crop. Like a vine, yes.
So I would say to people, like, leave growing potatoes until kind of much later. Carrots, very easy.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so now if people want to find out more about you, what are your social media details? Do you have a website?
So yes, we are www.vegiepod.co.za. It's VEGEPOD. And then we are VeggiePod South Africa, both on Facebook and on Instagram.
So people can go and put pictures of their veggie pods and growing all the stuff they like.
Yes.
And how would they enter this competition?
So it'll be on our website. So just keep an eye out on our social media pages. We'll send a link. So will Jane's Delicious. So keep an eye on her social media pages as well. And we're also doing a promotion for 10% off, and Jane will be giving you the discount code.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
So just keep an eye out,
And that's going to be running around about the 7th to the 16th of October.
Yes.
So squashing on either side of Garden Day.
Exactly.
So everybody must be aware of this. I know that everybody's going to be pushing Garden Day coming up on the 11th of October. So this sounds like a really great thing for people to get started with. Yeah, especially the millennials are really loving growing their own food now, and it's a lovely thing to see.
It's really coming up now, and I think that's what's so exciting about this project, is just trying to get the awareness out to people that growing your own food is actually easier than you think it is.
Mm.
And you know, nothing tastes more delicious than something you've grown yourself. It's the most exciting and thrilling, and we just want everyone to do it.
As long as they remember to water, and as long as they remember to give them food, because otherwise we go and make them stand in the naughty corner. Michaela, I wish you all the best with this, and we'll keep on punting the competition. Get out there, just get out into the garden and have some fun, grow some food. Above all, stay grounded. Bye-bye. You've been listening to another episode of Grounded from Solid Gold Studios in Johannesburg. For more green ideas and events, pop along to Mel's Treasures on Facebook.